I actually can't remember when I first heard about it, but I know it was a really long time ago. And I almost got here about 3 or 4 years ago when I was walking Te Araroa, but I ended up going past in a car instead of walking, and didn't get there. So for the last 15 years I've lived down south, in Southland, Otago, Fieldland. And so I came up to the Kapiti Coast area for work about 8 months ago. And so I was like, oh, I'll go to Vinegar Hill, and finally sort of had a chance to go.
Can you tell me about some of your first impressions? So this is your first year. Can you tell me some of your first impressions of the hill?
I drove in, and just seeing all the flags and everything was actually quite emotionally overwhelming. Like, I got like sweaty eyes. It was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Having lived and worked in sort of small town and remote New Zealand, you just don't see anything generally. And, you know, usually I'm like, oh, I'm going to Wellington to visit. And, you know, you see a rainbow flag and you're really, you know, it's exciting. So seeing like a whole space, which is ours, which that is just so awesome. Yeah.
Can you describe a bit more what this whole space looks like? Like, it went from when you come in, going through the gay side, straight side, all that.
So when you turn off the road, you come across a bridge and then you turn down into a tunnel through the bush, and it's amazing. You immediately are just sort of like, it's like a tunnel, and then you pop out and there's a big green area, and you go to what was it, the left or was it the right, I can't remember, but you go to one direction, and suddenly across the flat grass there's just flags and tents and cars and people everywhere, and it's all queer flags. It's great.
So what date did you get here?
I got here on the 27th.
Oh, very good. So you've been here 2 days. And what have you been up to for the last 2 days?
Oh, I've been lying in my hammock and cruising around talking to people and, yeah, meeting a lot of new people, but also catching up with a few people that I know as well. And went inner tubing yesterday down the river. That was pretty awesome. And taking part in a few of the events that are on as well. So did the murder mystery last night with a few people. It was awesome fun.
And so when I was going for a walk last night, I came across your campsite and you had it beautifully set up with some lovely fairy lights and things and an outlook on the river. I've kind of described a bit of it, but would you describe it, please, a bit more for me?
Yeah, it's just a wee spot by the river, up above the river a bit, completely surrounded by trees. It's down the far end of the gay end of the camp, and it's in trees. There's a lot of willows around, and so it's shady all the time, even when it's hot. When it rains, there are very large drips, and I just had a gazebo up against my car. I'm sleeping in my car, and just, yeah, a seat and a hammock set up, and yeah, really, really simple, really comfy. It's some of the people set up here is amazing. Like, I've really enjoyed walking around, just checking out how people have, you know, the massive caravans or really elaborate things, right down to a pop-up tent and a car. And it's, yeah, it's really cool.
Has there been anything that surprised you about the hill?
Just how many people are here. When I first heard about it, I was like, I thought, oh yeah, there'll be like 20 people or 50 people or 100 people. Yeah, and the reality is, I don't know, how many people are here? I have no idea.
A thousand.
Do you reckon it's about 1,000? I have no idea, but there's heaps of people.
Someone shouted out 1,000, and another person said it's a TARDIS. So it gives some...
Yeah.
And what has been your favourite part of the hill so far?
Meeting other awesome people. There are so many cool people here. So many smiley, friendly people. Everyone says kia ora, everyone says good morning. You can just sit down at the central table and have a coffee and talk to people, and it's lovely. It's really, really good. Oh, and all the dogs. I've enjoyed meeting everyone's dogs. It's great.
Can you tell me about what you're looking forward to for the rest of your stay here?
I'm hoping the wind today and tomorrow doesn't come to as much as it's forecast. Because I don't want to have to move my car, but I also don't want to sleep under trees and gale force winds. So I'm hoping it's going to be not as windy. But, you know, you also can't fight the weather. So I'll just enjoy whatever's happening and, yeah, just continue. I'm really looking forward to I haven't sat around the bonfire at night yet, so I'm quite looking forward to doing that. Yeah.
And so even though it is rainy and it's pretty chilly right now, you're still here. What keeps you staying here, even though the weather's kind of crap?
Oh, it's not cold.
Maybe for me, it being a weakling, but...
I think it's just the community. There's actual community here. A really large part of why I moved up from Southland and took a job up in the North Island again after 15 years down south was because I have lots of friends in Southland and family, but I don't have community. And so coming to the wider Wellington region, but also coming to things like this, there's community here. Even if we don't know each other, we look out for each other. We have stuff in common. It's really important. And as I get older, I'm realising how important it is. You can't do this shit by yourself. So, yeah.